General Haig, sir.
Yeah. Yes, did you get that information with regard to the number of countries that have leaders that were elected as a result of contested democratic elections yet?
Yes, I did, sir, and I sent it in to you.
Yeah.
I'll get it right over. It must be in the system somewhere.
Well, anyway.
It's not very good. It's almost 50% by the standards that the popular mind would attribute to it, and I've got the list of the countries in which...
That's right. Well, now, I want to get it broken down in a different way. I want you to pick out the countries that we give aid to. Now, let me say, in terms of aid, as you probably know, we give aid to Romania, right?
Yes, sir.
You remember the flood?
Right.
Yugoslavia, right?
Right.
We give aid to most of the African countries. They're small programs, but to most of them, correct?
Yes, sir.
Understand, now, when I say a leader elected in a contested election, I mean it must be one that meets our standards.
All right, sir.
So that's my test. And I want you to get me a figure over here, and I'd like it in a half hour.
All right, sir.
Leaders, I mean, I want the number of countries the United States gives aid to around the world. That's line one. Of any kind. Economic, military, point four, foreign, I mean, food, et cetera, et cetera. Then second, I want the number of those countries to whom we give aid who do not have leaders that would, who are leaders as a result of a democratic election properly contested, okay?
All right, you're fine.
Okay,
good, sir.